Research out of Villanova University is shedding new light on what's known about life after prison in the long term. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports.
Villanova professor Brianna Remster wanted to know what happens to state inmates several years after they're released from prison. Using homelessness as a barometer for their quality of life, she looked at the experiences of more than 10,000 men for nearly a decade after they got out. Two important things emerged. First, Remster found that nearly 10% of the men in her sample ended up staying at a homeless shelter, often years after they were released and often more than once.
Living in a homeless shelter repeatedly for months at a time is strong evidence that some people never reintegrate, at least not in almost 8 years after release. Instead, I find evidence of essentially a vicious cycle. Individuals become homeless, get back on their feet, and within a year, they begin the process over again.
Remster also found that nearly all of the men, more than 90%, had never been homeless before being in prison. That's what happened to Robert Rice, who was first locked up when he was just 11 years old.
I spent 27 years in institutions in total, from juvenile to adult.
Until about a decade ago, Rice, who was not part of Remster's study, always had a place to stay when he was released from prison, usually his parents' house in West Philly. That changed after he spent nearly a decade behind bars for aggravated assault.
8.5 years took a toll on most of the people I knew, so I came in, and then for some of the people that I knew for a long time, it was like it's hard to invite a stranger into your house.
For the first time in his life, Rice was truly homeless. He went to a shelter and stayed for about a month. It wouldn't be the last time. The 51-year-old is now 4 months into his third stay at Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission, the same shelter that took him in all those years ago. Looking back, Rice says being defensive and impatient cost him jobs and a life that would have protected him from becoming homeless again. He says both of those traits were cemented in prison.
I need to see a solution now. I can't wait on nobody. I can't wait on the law. Can't wait on God. I need to make a snap decision right now. And a lot of times it's detrimental to your well-being.
Professor Ruben Miller studies the lives of former inmates at the University of Chicago. He says Remster's study is unique because of how many years of data she looked at. Most reentry research only covers the 2 or 3 years immediately following release.
It has real implications for how state and local governments fund housing and supportive housing services. It has real implications for how foundations think about directing resources toward programs and what types of programs they should direct resources toward. And finally, it has real implications for us, the American public, who have an ethical question that we have to address. Okay, we have the kind of society that renders people homeless. Is this the kind of society that we want?
Remster says this isn't just a question for Philadelphia, but the country. Nationally, more than 600,000 people get out of prison each year. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.